Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's the radio play-by-play voice of your Memphis Grizzlies. You hear him right here on 92.9 FM ESPN during every Grizzlies game. It's the great Eric Hasseltine. Make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show, Big Interview on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're on a bit of a homestand now, huh, Eric? This must be nice for you.
It's great. I'm sitting it here at Shoot 360 with my little guy, who's not so little anymore, about to turn 11, and helping him improve his basketball skills. So these are the times during the season that you cherish, because you're not sitting in a hotel room looking at game notes or, you know, trying to find where you're going to have dinner. You get a little comfort level for the next 10, 11 days.
No question. I'm talking to Eric Hasseltine, radio play-by-play voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, you've been doing this for a long time. You know it's the NBA. Wild things happen. It's still, you know, interesting to watch a Grizzlies team without Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr. last night beat a Miami team with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry, Tyler Hero. What did you make of the performance from what was mostly a roster of Grizzlies backups?
You look at this team and basically see that they have that next man up mentality, and you see how valuable that Tyus Jones is to this team. I mean, he's 2 points shy of his first 30-point game. He double-doubles up. He only has one turnover with those 10 assists. And there's a confidence level. You know, Tyus has been great. He's always said, I consider myself a starting point guard, but just in a role that's different than a starter, because we have one of the best point guards in the world on our roster. And you see more this year of those two guys playing together. And you saw that last night with Kennedy Chandler. And I think, you know, all you have to do to understand how good this coaching staff is look at the development, not necessarily of Ja Morant, or, you know, you could use Desmond Bane. That's a really good example. You know, not Jaren Jackson, not the guys you expected, but guys like Santi Aldama, guys like David Roddy, who have gotten better, and all the things like that that, you know, make it clear that these guys put in the time and effort to develop the skill sets of these secondary players compared to your stars. So when they have their number called, they're ready to go.
You make a good point. I've actually talked to other, like, people who don't work for the Grizzlies but work in and around the NBA. And it is undeniable that the Grizzlies coaching staff and front office, I guess in combination, have developed a reputation where people just assume, no matter who they take, that person's going to turn into a useful player. Like, there are no busts if you're drafted by the Grizzlies. You'll either be what you were supposed to be, or you'll at least be a useful piece once you're a part of that organization. And if you look up and down that roster, and certainly on the court last night, there's, like, nothing but examples of that. There isn't too often under this regime a situation where they bring somebody into the franchise for any sort of extended period of time, and you just look up after a year or two or three and go, you know what, there's just nothing there. This person will never amount to anything. They typically are amounting to something, if not outperforming their draft slot.
Well, I think they had to make a hard decision. I think the examples you could use are Grayson Allen, where they had to make a hard decision, but he performed when he was here. He wasn't bad, but you just felt like Desmond Bane is going to be more beneficial for us. You had the situation with De'Anthony Melton, where they went and got him, but you have a logjam there, and you need more of a wing player, more of a 6'7", 6'8", guy, especially with Kyle Anderson more than likely leaving in free agency. But I think we'd all agree De'Anthony Melton performed. Maybe the one guy they took a swing on that didn't pan out the way they had hoped, but that was, I think, more on the guy, was Josh Jackson. But even Josh Jackson was productive at times. They took chances on certain guys, but nothing where you mortgage the franchise to do it, if you know what I'm saying. You're not reaching at a high draft pick and coming up empty. You're not grabbing a guy in the top five and going, well, we think he can be this. They've grabbed guys that they believe in, and then, of course, the coaching staff goes to work, and they've been sensational. So, yeah, they've got the Midas touch. I remember that first summer when they took over and being in Las Vegas, the year they won the Summer League, where Brandon Clark was the MVP in both the pool play and the tournament. And everybody I came across from other organizations said, wow, you guys are really putting together a nice roster out there. That's going to be a tough team moving forward. If they continue on this path, you guys are going to flip this script real quick. I have yet to hear one person since that time till now come up to me and go, boy, what is your front office doing? And that says a lot, because in every team's drafting or whatever, there's an oops. There's a we didn't see that coming. There's a guy that, whether the kid gets the money and doesn't put in the work after, or the skill set just didn't match what the scouting report was, it happens to everyone. And it's happened to the Grizzlies. We all know that. We've seen draft picks that didn't pan out. We've seen high draft picks that didn't pan out for where they were selected. But this group has done a pretty remarkable job. And, you know, there's a reason Zach Kleiman won Executive of the Year. It's because the moves they've made have put this team in a position where they are now legitimate contenders in the Western Conference for many, many years to come.
Talking to Eric Hasseltine, radio play-by-play voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. He'll be back right here on 92.9 FM ESPN tomorrow night, Oklahoma City Thunder in town. You mentioned Kennedy Chandler. Obviously, when John Morant and Tyus Jones are both available, it's hard for him to get playing time right now. But Ja was not available last night, so we got 26 minutes of Kennedy Chandler. He was a team best plus 18. You know, while acknowledging we haven't seen a lot of him, what have you made of what we've seen of Kennedy Chandler so far?
He's already improved, I can tell you that. Seeing where he was in October to where he is a couple months later, you know, October to November, November to December, he's much more improved. I like his fearlessness. I like that he attacked into the lane at some guys that are 6, 7, 8 inches taller than him. I think that with the maturity will come the decision making of, okay, maybe this isn't the time to push it that hard. But he never got discouraged with it. He missed a couple of threes, didn't get discouraged, and shot another one and hit it. Gave them some big baskets, some big pushes, diving on the floor. I mean, we forget, GP, these guys are young. Like, these guys are 19, 20 years old, and basketball has always come very easy to them at every level they've been to until now. And let's be honest about it. Kennedy Chandler is an undersized guy compared to most NBA players. He's below the median and mean of height, of weight, and, you know, certainly of experience. So he's got an uphill battle at the toughest position in the game with arguably the most talented players in the game. Now, you can say there's some wings that have stepped up with the rise of Giannis, obviously, and KD and those guys. But when you talk about the point guard position, guys like Luka and guys like Steph Curry and obviously Ja Morant and the guys around the league that are so good playing that position, that's a baptism by fire. And this kid has never, from what I've been told, griped, complained, gotten his head down because he doesn't get a lot of minutes. And last night he even alluded to that in our post-game interview. We had him as a guest, and he said, hey, I've told Coach whether I play the last minute of the game and we're up or down big, I'm going to give you the best minute I got in me. And that's the one thing I've always heard Elliot Perry on our broadcast say is, like, there is no garbage time for these guys. For the fans, sure. For the people that maybe lay a little scratch on the game, sure, I get it. You're kind of paying attention, and it's these guys getting minutes. But those guys get into that time, and that's your opportunity to show the coaching staff you can execute what your game plan is. When they tell those guys go in the game, and let's say you're down 25, it just hasn't been one of your nights, and you go in with 4 minutes left, they don't say, hey, we're down 25, do whatever you want. They say, go in there and win these 4 minutes and play the way we taught you how to play. And Kennedy's responded to that. So I like it. I like the opportunity for him to develop as a young player behind two very good NBA point guards, obviously one superstar and one that, in my opinion, could start for a lot of teams in this league and is arguably the best backup in the NBA. It's certainly the best backup the Grizzlies have ever had, and that's why I don't really consider him a backup. He's a rotation guy, and Tyus is terrific, and you know his numbers prove that. And to learn with those two guys who are so willing to teach, too, that's a benefit, and you can see it's paying off for Kennedy as we move forward.
Talking to Eric Hasselton, radio play-by-play voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Zaire Williams, in advance of last night's game, was upgraded from out to doubtful. That suggests he's close. Do you think we see him this week?
Well, I'd sure like to see that, but you know, I think they're going to keep it very cautious because with patella tendonitis, as you know, one wrong step, and that is a long recovery period. So they're going to make sure he's right. It was really – I'm not questioning the medical staff by any stretch when I say this. I don't want it to come across the wrong way. It was really weird how it went down because we saw him play in that first preseason game in Milwaukee, and I didn't see anything – that looked like he hurt himself. Now, obviously, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than I see. And when he wasn't dressing, I was like, whoa, what happened? And I'm not sure when it occurred, but this medical team, and that's the one thing Robert Parra has always said, I will spare no expense on training staff and medical staff to make sure our guys are ready to go. And that's a benefit to have an owner like that. They're very, very good at what they do. And they are very on top of things. And so I think they're going to make sure he's ready to go. By the move up on the injury list, like you said, it's easy to speculate sometime possibly this week, if not early next week. Sometime in this homestand seems likely. And I'm salivating at the thought of getting a guy who, a lot like the rookies now, are starting to develop throughout the year last year. Because when we saw him in preseason, we all kind of went, whoa, is this the first guy that they've taken that maybe isn't what they thought? And 2 months later, the guy's taken game-winning shots in Philadelphia, and although he missed it, Ja Morant said, that's the right basketball play. I believe in that guy from what I've seen him in practice, and I'll give it to him every time in that position. And he didn't let that, you know, bother him at all. He ended up starting, you know, half the games he played in. He played 60-plus games, and Zaire Williams was a contributor, and I was anxious to see, and he does, as John Roser alluded to in our post-game show last night, he looks taller. I mean, it looks like he's grown an inch or two, and he's got the best mentality. And to get him back with his ability to play in the passing lanes with that second unit, so to speak, that comes in, and to get Desmond Bain back healthy, I say look out. I know the schedule hasn't been gangbusters in the beginning of the year for these guys because of the respect they've earned. The NBA's wanting to showcase them more after the Christmas holiday with bigger matchups that they can really get the public's attention on, as opposed to in October, November, when most of the public's attention, and rightfully so, is on football. So the schedule will get tougher, and when they get those two guys back, they'll have a chance to prove that they are an elite team in this league.
Wrapping up here with Eric Hasselton, radio play-by-play voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Last thing before I let you go, the Grizzlies' ideal starting lineup is Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Dillon Brooks, Jaren Jackson, Steven Adams. We have not seen it one time this year. Started the season without Jaren. He comes back, lose Desmond to a toe issue. Do you have a sense for when those five guys will start together for the first time this season?
I think it's a lot similar to Zaire. You know, Dez's injury was a sprained toe. It was initially slated, you know, 1 to 2 weeks and then reevaluate. He's been out of the boot. He's starting to do more individually. And, you know, I think they're going to reevaluate it. Hopefully it's by Christmas. You know, if I know Desmond Bane, he's chomping at the bit to get out there. The dude works as hard as anybody, you know, that I see in the league. And Ja Morant, right there, Jaren. I mean, you can say that about a lot of these guys. It's ridiculous, Gary. Sometimes you go by the arena at just a strange hour to do something, whether it's a meeting or you got to go back to your desk for something, and it's like 7:30, and there's guys in the practice court just shooting. And the stories I hear from other guys around town with gyms, whether it's, you know, a place like I was just at 2360 or at, you know, Christian Brothers High School or Briarcrest High School or one of these high schools where these guys will call a coach and go, hey, can we get in the gym tonight around 9:30, 10 o'clock and get some shots up? And, of course, if you're a high school coach, you're like, absolutely, please come use our facility and, you know, just, you know, feel free, let us know. And so I like that. So my sense is that if it were up to Dez, it would be tomorrow night. But again, they're going to take this as a very cautionary thing. The toe is obviously something you don't think of a lot, but it's such a painful thing to deal with, and to get him right, I would assume that when we get to that road trip, we'll see that starting lineup at some point. If I were to have to be put to a decision, but I also know they're going to make sure it's right. And when they do see it, I would love it to be at least a game or two before that Christmas Day showdown, and then go into that matchup where all eyes of the country will be watching that game, and you have a chance to really show people what this team is all about.
That is Eric Hasseltine, radio play-by-play voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. You'll be able to hear him again tomorrow night right here on 92.9 FM ESPN Grizzlies Thunder from FedEx Forum. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric Hasseltine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.